November 26th, 2020, Thanksgiving Day. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, today I am very thankful for all those who love me and esteem my commandments. I am thankful for the conservative citizens of this country, the ones who want to please me in thought, word, and deed. I am thankful for those who do not embrace selfish ambition, which leads them away from the truth. Much of this country's and the world's difficulties stem from the misuse of the gifts I have given them. This election in your country was a prime example. Technology, which I inspired, was convoluted in its use to elect a person that the majority of the people did not choose. It is much the same with the mass media, which uses its influence to mislead millions and to disregard the truth. The influence they have is a gift from me, which they have abused. I must tell you, I allow the world to continue for the sake of the honest, simple people who cannot even imagine the sinfulness in the world I see. I am so thankful for these little, unassuming souls who pray with much faith and love in their hearts. These are the conservative ones who embrace the truth and are not misled by the evil all around them. They allow me to be their strength and their portion. They trust in me. I am always on the side of truth. Therefore, as the truth tries to unscramble the election results, I am there with those who search out the truth. Be thankful for that." A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 17. "But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work and word." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.